Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, May 25th. We'll tell you who was picked for the top military job in the country and how the Chinese government may be hacking into critical American infrastructure. Also, it was a chaotic start for the DeSantis presidential campaign. Plus, how the world is remembering the queen of rock and roll, why Target is pulling pride-themed products off the shelves, and what could be making you more of a mosquito magnet. Those stories and more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Biden is expected to announce a historic pick for the job of the highest-ranking military officer in the country. Several reports say he's going to nominate Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. to serve as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And if he's confirmed, that would mean, for the first time, both the Pentagon's top military and civilian positions would be held by Black Americans, since already Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is the first Black Pentagon chief. This latest nomination has been expected for a while, since General Mark Milley's term as Joint Chiefs Chairman ends in October. General Brown has commanded every possible level in the Air Force and in joint commands, including in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. As the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Brown would serve as the senior military advisor to the President, Defense Secretary, and National Security Council. And he would play a critical role in all major military issues, like policy decisions, advice on combat missions, and more. The Senate voted unanimously to confirm Brown for his current position, but his confirmation likely won't be as smooth this time around. He's joining roughly 200 other senior Pentagon nominees whose nominations are being held up by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. It's his way of protesting a Pentagon policy that lets service members take leave to travel for reproductive health care, including abortions. As for the outgoing Joint Chiefs advisor, one senior administration official told Politico, General Milley has been a close and trusted advisor. So remember earlier this month, we told you about a drone attack over Russia's capital. Well, now American intelligence officials say it most likely came from one of Ukraine's special military or intelligence units. The New York Times says attacks like these are making American officials uncomfortable. Because the U.S. is Ukraine's biggest supplier of military equipment, the U.S. wants to make sure those supplies are only being used for defense. The fear is, otherwise, Russia will blame the U.S. and retaliate by expanding the war beyond Ukraine. It's not just that drone attack either. American officials say they think the Ukrainians are responsible for a number of attacks in Russian towns near the Ukrainian border. Russia has promised retaliation, and it's been striking Ukraine with regular missile blasts. Though it's not clear if that escalation is in direct response to the Ukrainian attacks inside Russia or just another phase of Russia's invasion that's now been unwavering for 15 months. Microsoft security researchers say they've uncovered a concerning new hacking campaign, and the Chinese government could be behind it. In fact, analysts say this could be one of China's largest spying campaigns against American critical infrastructure ever. Hackers have apparently been using a mysterious computer code to find information and take data. And no one even has to click on a link or download a file to make it happen. Then Microsoft says the Chinese could use the code to launch destructive attacks. It says the campaign has targeted several industries like communications, electric and gas utilities, manufacturing, transportation, construction, government, IT, and education. It also apparently targeted the American territory of Guam, which is home to strategically important military bases. So now Microsoft published details of the malicious code to make it possible for corporate users, manufacturers, and others to detect and remove it. So far, no response from the Chinese government about Microsoft's allegations. But China did send a warning to its companies yesterday, telling them to be on alert for American hacking. To be continued. As expected, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis officially launched his presidential run. But his unusual decision to make the announcement live on Twitter did not go quite as planned. The live stream crashed over and over again, and the audio went in and out for about 25 minutes, making it virtually impossible for people to hear the new presidential candidate in real time. So Twitter owner Elon Musk ended up starting a new webcast. That one went a little better, but there were still technical issues that popped up, including in the middle of DeSantis's comments. DeSantis did get his full message across, though, by releasing his first campaign video in which he says, quote, "I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback." A DeSantis campaign official framed the glitchy Twitter announcement as a positive, saying, quote, "Governor DeSantis broke the internet." But a super PAC aligned with former President Trump said it was just an example of how DeSantis is not ready for the job. And President Biden's official Twitter account tweeted, quote, "This link works," with a URL linking to a donation page. Still, DeSantis's team said it raised $1 million online in the first hour after his announcement. And with that, he joins a crowded field for the GOP nomination that already includes former President Trump, Senator Tim Scott, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Former Vice President Pence is also expected to announce his candidacy soon. For the first time in 2 years, Virgin Galactic is headed up to space. Virgin Galactic is a space tourism company, but you probably haven't heard about it in a while, since the last time it had a flight was in 2021, when it carried company founder Richard Branson and a crew to the edge of space. It's been working behind closed doors ever since because the FAA took issue with the flight deviating from its plan, and it grounded the company temporarily. Well, now Virgin Galactic says it has updated its flight hardware, and assuming all goes well with today's final test flight, the company plans to launch its first commercial flight next month, taking customers to the edge of space, giving them a couple of minutes of weightlessness, and returning them home. Tickets are already on sale for $450,000 a person. More news is still coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by Castle Flex. I'm sure you've heard how stretching is such a big thing right now. There are new stretch places opening up across the country, and for good reasons. In fact, a recent study found that stretching is even more effective than brisk walking for certain health benefits. But just like anything, there are ways to go about it that are likely better than others. My new go-to for stretching is Castle Flex, and it's my husband's new favorite as well. Really. We've both been dealing with some back issues in the last year or so. Mine was originally from a car accident that I thought was healed, but after lifting a toddler every day, I've realized it's really not. And my husband has been dealing with something even worse, herniated discs. So we both really needed a solution. Castle Flex is already making a big difference for both of us. In 2021, the inventor was struggling with herniated discs himself, and that's why he created the device called Castle Flex. It healed him in less than a year. So learn more at Castle Flex, Flex with two X's, castleflex.com, and be sure to use our code NEWS10 for 10% off. Again, follow the link in our episode notes and then get 10% off with the code NEWS10, NEWS10. Well, they are known as killer whales for a reason. And now it seems orcas are teaching each other to attack boats off the coast of Spain. Sailors have reported a series of coordinated attacks by a group of orcas that started in 2020, but have become even more common recently. There have been more than 500 instances recorded in the last couple of years, and three ships have sunk because of them. So why is this happening now? Well, some scientists think it might be orcas taking their revenge. They say one of them suffered some kind of trauma, like a boat collision, and that triggered a behavior switch. Now she may actually want to cause damage to boats, and other orcas could be imitating her. Other scientists, though, are skeptical of that theory, saying even though the attacks do look coordinated, their motive might not be to do harm. It could just be seen as a game. Either way, the attacks can be dangerous, so sailors are being told to watch out. The world has lost a music legend this week. Tina Turner's family says she died yesterday after a long illness at the age of 83. Turner has been referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll, and Rolling Stone once named her one of the greatest singers of all time. Her mega hits include Proud Mary, What's Love Got to Do with It, and The Best. She won 8 Grammys, released 10 studio albums, and published 3 books. A movie was released back in the 90s with Angela Bassett playing Tina Turner. And then a musical about Turner's life was developed, winning a Tony Award in 2020. Now, some of the biggest names in entertainment are paying tribute to her. On Instagram, Mick Jagger wrote, quote, "She was inspiring, warm, funny, and generous." Elton John wrote, quote, "We have lost one of the world's most exciting and electric performers." And Oprah Winfrey said, quote, "She was indeed simply the best." Target is now removing some of its merchandise meant to celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month. The store says it's been getting backlash against the products, and some people have even threatened Target workers' safety over them. Videos online have shown people throwing Target Pride displays to the floor and confronting workers. So now Target says it will still sell some Pride-related items, but will remove those that have been most controversial. That said, some LGBTQ advocates are not happy about Target taking down any of the displays. They say that just gives the message that intimidation works. Of course, Target is just the latest company to find itself at the center of culture wars over LGBTQ issues. Remember, there was a boycott of Bud Light after the beer company did a promotion with a transgender influencer, and its sales still have not recovered. Now, even more companies are expected to be facing some tough marketing and merchandising decisions as Pride Month starts next week. Heads up, Pokemon fans, we might have found the neighborhood for you. One property company in Las Vegas has decided to name all the streets in a new development after Pokemon characters. So there's Jigglypuff Place, Squirtle Lane, and Snorlax Lane, just to name a few. The project construction manager told a local news channel, it's just hard to name streets, since they all have to have original names, at least within the confines of the city. But her children play games, and she says they inspired her to go with the Pokemon theme. Though her company has embraced some pretty unique names before. In North Las Vegas, you can also find a neighborhood with street names inspired by the show Paw Patrol. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about why some people are mosquito magnets, while others don't seem to be bothered. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, ZocDoc. Just like I would not advise you to get all of your news from social media, it's probably not a good idea to get all of your health advice from social media either. If you're anything like me, you end up just getting confused and kind of annoyed at all the conflicting information and questionable qualifications of so-called experts. Instead, ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that actually specialize in the care you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Yep, choose from thousands of patient-reviewed doctors and specialists, browse doctor profiles, upload and verify your insurance information, and ultimately, get the care you need. No social media scrolling, and no wondering if the doctor you found actually takes your insurance. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, Z-O-C-D-O-C. .com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It's a great time of year to get outside, but with all the good that summer brings, it also means more mosquitoes. And if you're one of those people who seem to get eaten up as soon as you walk out the door, it could have to do with your breath and body odor. That's not to say you smell bad, but unique enough that mosquitoes gravitate your way. A recent study tested out the theory with hundreds of African mosquitoes inside a cage. Around that cage were people sleeping in tents, each with their own scent. Researchers found that mosquitoes were most attracted to human body odor with a certain acid that's also naturally occurring in butter, hard cheeses, milk, yogurts, and cream. It's something that people cannot smell on themselves. On the flip side, mosquitoes were less attracted to a chemical found in tea tree oil, cannabis, mouthwash, and cough suppressants. Recently, another study found that mosquitoes were put off by coconut-scented soaps. Researchers say they hope these findings might lead to more effective repellents and traps, and with that, fewer itchy bites and fewer diseases transmitted from mosquitoes, like malaria. But in the meantime, the CDC says you can get some protection from EPA-registered insect repellents, long and loose-fitting clothing, and mosquito netting. All right, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you up on More News to Know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.